dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
And then when I listen to it, it's very snotty. And why do I have this voice?
No one else? Not just me?
So, no. So, the voice that you hear when you do play back the recording is not even your real voice that other people hear. You have a different, this is maybe a personal theory of mine, but it might also be factual.
I love your personal theory.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I know. Okay, so, I think that just as everybody has a different you in their head, because everybody you've ever met sees you differently.
Sure.
Like, the same goes with your voice. Mm-hmm. And because our ears are naturally, like, they might not all be tuned the same. Like, whether we know it or not, like, we see in different colors. So, like, the way Chainsaw sees your hair, it might look totally different to me, but we both see that it's pink. Like,
mm-hmm. Maybe
I think the same thing goes with, like, yeah, what were we talking about?
Sound voices.
I'm sorry, I went off on this, like, whenever I just have my own little stupid loopholes in my head that I go off on. Sorry.
Did you just jump dimensions?
Probably. It happens often. But yes, I think that your voice sounds different to everybody that hears it. And I don't think that you personally, or me personally, or Chainsaw personally will ever know, like, what our real voices sound like to us. Unless it really is the way it sounds on the recording, and that is the only true form.
But when you hear me, recording. Do you think that sounds like me, or does it sound off?
No, because when I hear you played back on the podcast, it does sound like you in real life.
Yeah.
Same question, though. Like, do we sound the same?
Why are we like this?
This is ridiculous.
Well, at the very beginning, I couldn't tell the difference between you two when we were doing the podcast, and I was listening to, like, definitely, you're technically two different people, and you have technically two different voices. I can definitely differentiate you two now, but in the beginning,
that's hard.
No.
Really?
Like, I was just hanging out with one person who's pretending to be two different people.
Oh my gosh.
What if that was the, like, end twist?
Right?
All of this?
The M. Night Shyamalan twist?
Yeah, and then one of us is just a schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like really just me the whole time by myself.
Yeah, and these are your multiple personalities.
Oh god, that would be the worst
You're
way to like
another one of you. It's
just me the whole time coming
to this empty apartment I've somehow broken into.
Yeah, and we have thing one and thing two. It's you paying for it. You live here.
Yeah, like they all sound like.
Yeah, thing one and thing two. Mm-hmm. We're not real.
Surprise.
And then we disappear.
Yeah. Everything in this room disappears.
I just want to thank you for your service of being my fake friends for however long it's been now.
No, really, we want to thank you for creating us.
Yeah, it's so brave.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So what are we doing today, ladies?
Recording a podcast.
What we do every day.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, are we actually recording this whole time?
I've been recording. I'm always
recording. Oh, well,
that was
a really great intro.
It was. It was a good intro. Welcome. Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket and Silver Tongue,
where weird thoughts come to life.
You may have noticed that Silver Shot.
No.
Try again. Single Shot is not here with us today. That is because he sucks.
He is employed.
Yeah. He is employed.
Double time.
Twice. 7 days a week. He works nonstop because he has serious mental issues.
He likes this thing called money. And he thinks the best way to get it
is
to
working
and waste your life being bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know him. He might be disowned.
He might not be from this universe, though. It might have been, you know, it could have been the initial one, F1, coming back.
F1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or Alf.
Alf 2?
Alf
Albert.
Alf Albert, yes.
I'm trying to be discreet.
I know. That's okay, though.
Sorry.
That's okay. Because he's not even from this dimension, so they're not going to know anything.
So no one can find him.
And he no longer exists.
Speaking
he doesn't
of
exist in ours.
Weird things.
Yeah?
Because we just always have to talk about unnecessary stuff. I thought today we could talk about something really stupid. Mass hysteria.
I thought you were going to say your face.
Oh my god. That would have been perfect. But no, I was trying to keep it.
Professional.
Yeah, because I have found that people typically do respond more to professionalism.
I need you to stop. I know. I'm like, sorry, and I don't... roll away from that comment.
Okay. Rocket records only while sitting on a giant, they're called medicine balls, right?
Yeah.
To which there's always weird sounds. Yeah. And she's always nearly falling off.
I have fallen off a few times, but
yeah. So when she farts, it's usually just the ball rolling under her butt.
It's not me farting. I'm not super gassy.
It's
so.
Ball farts. Today.
Yeah, today. I have not had any energy drinks. Oh, God. This is why we need single shot here, because this whole episode is going to be about
farts.
Why my ball farts, and, like, I don't know. Anyways, okay, so mass hysteria. I did read the other day that there actually was, like, a slight event of mass hysteria. I believe it was in Salem, to where it was a particular factory, and, like, everybody that was working in there, I guess, had been exposed to some kind of gas. Or something, and it caused them to, like, freak out. Which is understandable, I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's just silly to me.
But were they really exposed to the gas?
I thought they were, I thought they were really exposed to the gas. I don't know, I didn't follow up on that article, because it was, like, ongoing when I was reading it, and then mm-hmm. I never saw anything about it again, so I just assumed they all died.
Is that hysteria, or is that actually a reaction if there's gas?
I think it's technically still considered hysteria, because mm-hmm. because it is something that, like, okay, what do you, I guess what are you getting at? Are you getting at that hysteria is more of a thing that doesn't exist?
Yeah, I think it really come from, like, a phantom illness or some kind of idiopathic illness, like something that shouldn't be affecting them, that is made up by,
like,
the mind that other people
effect.
Start.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay.
In my, for an easier example, it's kind of like the placebo effect, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're,
one person starts doing one thing, mm-hmm. whether or not they think
it's
something's
like a sociology
wrong, and then other
project,
people,
like,
start doing it.
Like the push.
But I want to give you an example of, from very recently, like, I'm talking about this past weekend, I think, if I remember correctly. But, okay, empaths are real. And I believe that I am an empath, mostly because my tarot cards have told me that I am, but also because, my sign, I don't know, okay, just a lot of stuff. I know, we're weird, but whatever. The other day, me and Chainsaw were with a friend, and that friend may or may not have been shrooming, but as soon as, like, I knew that shrooms were around, and then as soon as I found out that he was already, like, shrooming, like, I immediately started feeling like I was on something
mm-hmm.
to the point to where it was noticeable to him and Chainsaw, like, right, like,
yeah.
It was kind of, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that would be more, like, hysteria, because
yes.
you're not experiencing anything. You're seeing someone or hearing somebody else doing something.
And the stupid thing about it, though, is, like, I never would have known had he not have told me.
Exactly.
Because he was not acting any certain way. And
yeah,
so it was just, like, the thought, like...
You put that in your own head.
I guess, yeah.
And I just want to read this definition so that we're all on the same page.
Okay, go for it.
Mass hysteria. In sociology and psychology, mass hysteria is a phenomena that transmits collective illusions of threats, whether real or imaginary, through a population in society as a result of rumors and fear.
But I still...
No, go ahead. In medicine, the term is used to describe the spontaneous manifestation of the same or similar hysterical physical symptoms by more than one person.
But in medicine,
so
it's usually brought on by something, like a change in the way your brain nerves... Your brain receptors respond to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can easily bring on
mass
hysteria.
Of people reacting oddly to things. But I don't know, maybe we're all kind of on a different page. I think mass hysteria is when people start, like, oh, I see them have a symptom. I'm feeling that symptom.
It's like a spiral.
Yeah.
Like a snowball effect.
Almost like mob mentality sort of thing. Like, you see something, you start doing it. But
mm-hmm.
mass hysteria can actually become really dangerous because of the mass panic and people not knowing what to do. And it can and has turned violent.
Mm-hmm. And so let's
But wouldn't you also say, okay, take for instance the Austin bombings, like think of how everybody was, like think about how many phone calls the police got in one day of people who just had ordered regular Amazon packages and they were terrified to open it. Yeah, like they could verify that it wasn't Amazon. Like it was obviously
some
kind of hysteria caused by fear, but it was a real situation. The fear was real because of the instances surrounding it.
Actually, like, I mean, yes, there was an actual threat, and yes, people were fearful.
I think sometimes hysteria comes from different things. So.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it's the amount of reaction.
Like so what are some of the most famous cases that we know of?
Well, let's cover hysteria one second really quick. So hysteria is actually the first mental illness that was attributed to only women.
What?
That I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
Hysteria was a woman's disease. And
is this the one that they would say they would cure?
Your wandering womb.
Oh, I thought it was.
What?
But they wouldn't cure it with masturbation.
Yes, that is one.
Oh, God, okay.
So hysteria was thought to be nervousness, hallucinations, emotional outbursts, and sexual proclivities of the woman. Gee, they believed, even since, let me see, ancient Greeks also believed this, that women's wombs could travel around the body and therefore make them crazy. So they started doing hysterectomies, which is a full or partial removal of the uterus. What's irritating to me, men are just like,
this crazy thing we don't understand.
That's why women are crazy, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And if I'm informed correctly on this, when they would perform hysterectomies, they were still doing surgery in the same place. So if your womb is wandering around your body, would you not want to figure out where it was and then cut there as opposed to the same place where it always is? Doesn't make any sense. So,
wow.
Jeez,
people.
Yeah, so another one that I was looking up, hysteria could have been a symptom of excessive vaginal lubrication or erotic fantasy.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, doctors were known, and it was just like a known thing. If your wife or whoever, whatever woman you knew was having hysteria, they would go to the doctor and they would do a pelvic massage, which would reach what they called a hysterical paroxysm, which was an orgasm. But this was a common thing to go to the doctor for. Yeah. And this is actually why vibrators were made.
That's what, yes, okay.
Doctors were tired of
having to finger.
I was going
to
say finger blasting women.
Oh my gosh.
So they couldn't
vibrate.
So they were actually like a medical device.
That is hilarious.
It's true.
Or they would even do clitoridectomies, which they would just remove a woman's
clitoris. Shut up.
Because hysteria was such a feared thing. Because always, a woman who's...
So they were having mass hysteria over women having hysteria.
It has been like that in different cultures, too, where they do take out a woman's clitoris because
women shouldn't be sexual or enjoy sex. But yes, that's actually where hysteria comes from. Obviously, now we know hysteria can be in all genders, but yes, it was the first mental illness only attributed to women.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's crazy.
I knew about the vibrator thing and like the masturbation, but for some reason it did not resonate with me that stemmed from women having hysteria or being hysterical.
And they're wandering
like, because that's absolutely stupid.
Yeah. And that's such a common thing that, like, women, that hysterical woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid, though. Like, anybody can be hysterical. Have y'all seen dudes, though? Like, they're more dramatic than we are at times. They can act, like, way more childish.
And dramatic.
For sure. I think most of my childish and hysteric friends are males.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, it is a thing. Like, I don't know. But again, going back to some of the famous cases that we've seen, because I feel like I have some details that could back up, like, scientific reasons.
Let's do
Okay, so let's go. What's your favorite case? What's your favorite story?
Do you want to start?
Okay, I like the stories about the nuns doing really weird things.
Okay, I don't know anything about the nuns, so please enlighten me.
So quick side note. Ooh, nice. When I was going to school for mortuary science, I was staying with these nuns.
Seriously?
Yeah, okay, it was really close to campus. It was basically nothing, but it was run by nuns, and it was always really weird seeing them walk around, and I'll tell you stories later. I think a couple of them were possessed. They were popping up out of nowhere, and they would just stare off into the distance.
Wow. Or they were hysterical for not having... Or a sex.
Can you imagine not, like, ever sleeping, seriously, like, having
no.
sex?
No,
like,
I'm always on.
Then why? Can you imagine, like, I feel like that could cause a mental, like, disturbance. Yeah. Like, men, like
yeah, you're killers. Probably hysterical because you have not orgasmed.
I am in constant hysterics because I am in constant hysterics.
Because you just need to be, like, constantly orgasming. Like,
yes!
Like,
oh,
that would be...
Oh,
was that your nun impression? Or?
No, that was my silver tongue impression.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Gosh.
Anyway, just wanted to put that out there. I know a lot about nuns. I don't, actually. But there have been a couple cases called the meowing nuns and the biting nuns. They're two separate God. Occasions of hysteria.
I'm more terrified of the meowing
yeah,
nuns.
Yeah, what?
That's terrifying.
Okay, so... Let's see. It started off in a convent in France in the 14th century where one nun began meowing like a cat.
Ew.
And at the time, cats were associated with the devil or any kind of negative activity. So it was immediately thought that something evil was going on in the convent. But shortly after, other nuns started meowing and purring too.
What?
And it's inexplicable. They don't know why this started. Maybe she was just kind of bored and started meowing, but then she couldn't stop. And I think within days... pretty much all the nuns were meowing and purring, and it was spreading like a disease. So they even would, like, organize times to meow together. They'd, like, get together and meow for an hour, or they would just start meowing, like,
what were they
in
protesting?
Beat or in like, rhythm, like, meowing at the same time.
This sounds like an elaborate joke. Like,
it sounds crazy, right? Like, how can this even start? And I don't remember. I couldn't find how long it lasted. I think it was, like, a month or more.
What organization?
Catholic Church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
of course.
I guess.
Like, local government was getting really, like... irritated, and they thought, like, maybe it really was the devil. So they sent in soldiers and guards to beat it out of these women.
What?
Yeah, they started beating and whipping them, and after that it stopped.
Well, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because they were probably dead.
Yeah, who beats nuns?
Yeah,
but
what?
Then again, like,
tiny old lady nuns?
Well, back then, being a nun, like, a lot of
you
women were,
like,
forced into
17,
it.
18,
yeah. Yeah, you were forced into it.
I bet you that was just their way of protesting, because if they were forced into it, can you imagine?
Yeah, they had, like, hard labor, no sex, they were extremely secluded, and again,
yes.
and
a lot of
again,
these women were given away by their families. Like, I can't afford you, or you've had
Go
sex, or you
God.
Have a baby, so they would just send these women. So they could have just felt like,
being forced into religion too can like screw with you.
Yeah,
sure.
They could easily just be losing their minds
yeah.
in like an institution.
Yeah,
right?
Because
setting.
Totally. Like if somebody tried to force me into learning religion, like I would probably be meowing at people.
I would be meowing
for real. Like
although also like my 3-year-old acts like a cat, and that's a weird normal thing that she does. Like
yeah,
she
she's
goes
child.
Around meowing. So like. To imagine, like, a bunch of women doing that is
it's
really,
very strange.
It's
scary.
So, yeah, it's yeah. a little bit intimidating. Like, I would, if I worked there or was, like, just around, I would also be like, what is going on with
I
these
think
nuns?
It's also,
like,
I've seen social yeah. experiments where people start doing something, and then the people they start with go away, and then the new people start coming in. So I think if I ended up in a place that everyone was meowing,
would you do
it made a little sense to be like, oh, maybe this is just...
what
they
do.
Do. I guess
no.
I'll just be part of the group.
I don't think you would.
I don't think
you personally.
Would,
no, I don't think you
could.
Would.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe not
but,
because I'm so great.
But this yeah. goes back to our social compliance episode.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, no,
totally.
It does.
Yeah, because you wouldn't imagine somebody killing somebody.
Yeah.
And they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So who
for what?
Yeah.
You just met these people and you're going to kill them because they told you to or you feel like you need to like.
Yeah, so imagine just feeling and that's killing. Can you imagine like how simple meowing is?
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
We all seen that video where I think someone's coming into a doctor's office and every time like a buzz happens, all these people are standing
yes.
and then he starts doing it.
Yes.
But when those people are gone, he keeps doing it by himself.
Then
and then
the,
when
new,
the new
people
come
one.
In, they see
the
him
social.
And they start doing it too. So the cycle just keeps going.
Yeah.
yeah.
That
so
was on the experiment.
I wonder if something like this with the meowing is exactly that, you know,
exactly.
again, like you come in and people are meowing, you meow too.
Can we take a minute and also meow for these women?
Sure.
Meow.
Okay, well, let's do the next one where they start biting each other too.
Oh, God.
Okay,
no.
I'm in. I have a sharp tooth.
Okay, so in Germany in the 15th century was an episode of biting nuns, which basically the same thing. Nuns just started biting one another.
Like, how hard? Like, to draw blood? Mm-hmm. To eat flesh?
Maybe that's a form of pleasure, too, though. Because they're so, like... isolated and like they don't maybe feel anything or touch anything. Yeah, like, maybe that's a form of like, ooh, because I like my bruises being pressed. Maybe I'd like it
sexually.
Well, yeah,
like you're making this like
if I had a no, if I had a, you know what I mean, they're like bruises. Like I love the way it feels when you press a bruise. Like it's like it hurts. It's like, yeah, no. Ah.
Well, so what if that's sexually?
Well, but what if that's the sensation that these nuns are getting because they don't have anything sexual?
And depressed and aren't allowed to have any kind of sexual like feelings. Yeah,
very. Even that pain feels good. Like,
that's weird.
I mean, I'm sure it started with one biting another for whatever reason. But the weird thing was that it was like the news was spreading, so it was spreading to other convents nearby. Like it wasn't just them in an isolated incident. And it eventually,
like other villages and stuff.
Yeah, other villages. And again, it was in Germany, and it eventually spread to Holland and Rome. And they say that it finally stopped because they were just exhausted.
From biting?
Yeah. From just biting each other. Like, again, I don't know if it was attacking, like if they were being really violent with each other, or they would just come up and like, I'm going to bite you.
Like, yeah.
But I'm assuming if you become exhausted, maybe it was a little more
You were
violent.
Being aggressive like an animal.
Yeah. Well, that would require a lot more energy. Yeah, like you said.
But again, we're pretty sure this all came about because, especially at that time, they were so obsessed with the supernatural, negativity, the devil. It's really easy to put yourself in the mindset of, evil is all around me, so maybe it's within me. Mm-hmm. You know, just people believing in things that aren't real.
Just people believing in religion.
Yeah.
Getting totally sold to the nun convent. What?
Convent? I don't know the word.
The nunnery. Oh my god. Nun your business.
I'm done. Is that what happens in the nunneries? None your business.
Mm-hmm. None your business.
None of your business.
Oh, my grandmother used to make buñuelos every like New Year's, mm-hmm. and she called them pelos de monja, which is nun farts.
What?
Translates to nun farts in English. Because at one point you have to like lift them to flip them, and it would do this gentle like.
Oh my god!
My grandmother every year would just go pelos de monja. Like every time she made another one, and it was just so funny.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Whenever I eat one, that's what I'm gonna think.
Yeah, now. All little nun farts.
Nun farts.
They're so some nun farts.
Gentle and airy.
Nah, I bet nuns get down with some diarrhea.
They get down with some diarrhea.
That's what we're jumping into.
That they get down. Do anyone else have any non-nun-centric hysteria?
Well, my favorite is personally the dancing incident.
Ah, yes. Good one, because we all wanted to talk about that.
That one we could definitely start here.
If I don't have any, dancing, like, scientific stuff to back that up.
Okay,
I just
so
like
there
that.
Is
like,
actual proof of it, though.
Yeah, I keep knocking myself out with my microphone for some reason.
Not? Is it because your contact is still messing up?
Yes, oh my god, it is. But
go fix your eyeball.
My eyeball won't be fixed until I rip my contact out. And then I won't be able to see.
What if we just rip out your eyeball? And then we all
if
start ripping out eyeballs.
If you get to wear an iPad without me, I'm going to be so jealous.
I know.
I'll start ripping eyeballs out and call it mass hysteria.
It's okay. Three people.
It's mass. Well, in our friend group, it's most of us.
Yeah, the majority of
majority,
the community has been
majority
killed.
Hysteria.
So tell me about the dancing.
The dancing plague
happened in 1518. And so it was like this dancing mania where people just started dancing.
I thought it actually started with one man.
It was a woman named Frau Trofia, and she began dancing in Strasbourg. So she's
in
just
the
starts,
street.
Yeah, she just starts dancing in the street, and this is like going on for 4 to 6 days. And within a week, 34 people joined her. Within a month, 400 had joined her.
And it just kept going.
People just kept coming and dancing. But the weird part was that these people were, like, dancing to their death. Like,
yeah.
Like they
yes.
were
so
having
exhausted.
Heart attacks, strokes,
physically,
exhaustion.
Dehydration. Like,
yeah, because they just physically would not stop. Which is crazy because you'd think your body would just be like, go sit down.
Aren't there weird, like, dance for money fundraiser type things where people are supposed to dance, like,
all night?
Yeah.
And then whoever doesn't die at the end of the night
when
get something
but
right?
people stop. Like, people will be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's not mass hysteria. People are asking to do that. Yeah. I'm just thinking, those people get exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, trying to win 30
seconds
something.
Of dancing is exhausting.
And I get tired.
Like, yes. Well, and apparently, so there was, like, physician's notes, cathedral sermons, local regional chronicles, and notes by the city council that were all recorded that this happened, kind of just confuses to the whole phenomena. And, yeah, I mean,
weren't they, like, taken to be blessed and everything?
If it was done willingly, mm-hmm. or if they were forced into doing it. Like, nobody really knows, but there are reports of people, like, recording the incident.
I'd also read that local governments brought in professional dancers.
Yes.
Like,
what?
I don't know if it was to, like, I can't probably not train them how to dance, but I read
you're
going to
be dancing, you better dance good.
Yeah, I guess we're, like, hoping it would further wear them out, or maybe they were ashamed of their horrible
dancing.
Because
they were trying to teach them, like, new mood, like to throw them off from their dancing to get them to learn things it would snap them out of it. Like, that's what it was.
But what do you think? It was like some possession, some kind of like almost like a governmental experiment where it only like.
So when did this happen?
Attack? This happened in, what did I say?
1518. So I had read somewhere that most mass hysteria cases, although they still occur, most of them were happening in the Middle Ages, again, because people were just obsessed with the devil and becoming obsessed and like,
but
hyper religion.
Think about like the Middle Ages too, and think about, I know drinking was a big part of everyday life in the Middle Ages. I mean, people were just walking around all
like,
the time. Being high was a bit like a big part of back then. Like,
don't you think the drugs would have worn off after 400 days? Like, I mean, not 400 days.
It's still going on.
You know, because they weren't stopping to drink water.
Nothing,
like, that's
yeah.
the weird part.
I like to believe that there's some other contributing factor.
Yeah, do you
whether
think
it be like a natural gas leak, because there are natural things or a sound
that
also
only they
like,
can hear.
I know when we were talking one time about harp and stuff, mm-hmm. like. Even in the DLF Pass incident, we brought up how the radiation and the...
It could affect your brain.
I think it's similar circumstances for all of these mass hysteria. Like, I want to believe that they're all
that there's some
explainable.
Kind of explanation.
Yeah, but
yeah,
whether or not... What?
Do you remember, Rocket, the other day we went to go eat Mexican food, and we were at this restaurant, and they had the certain lighting and color and fans that were on...
They were on, yeah.
...created such a, like... It was
an
like
optical illusion.
Like, it was like an obstacle.
I tried to take a video of it because,
it
like,
so,
looking at it on the table, like, it was so mesmerizing, almost to the point to where, like, when we walked
like
out of there, I felt
epilepsy.
Like we were in a funhouse or something. Like, we had been under the influence of something.
Yes, like, I couldn't even
like,
focus. I had taken my notebook to take notes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even look at words or letters or the menu because I felt so, like, sick to my stomach. Like,
mm-hmm.
I felt dizzy, disoriented, like, I couldn't focus. Like, it just completely messed with me.
And
it was just something so simple.
And that can happen.
Like a
there
yeah.
are a lot of, like... So much as driving over, like, a freshly laid road to how smooth it is, like, that can create feelings within you. And I know it sounds so stupid, but that make you feel like you're in some kind of euphoric drug. Or
yeah,
like,
well, I'm sure sometimes hysteria does come from something. And I'm sure being exposed to something else, like, you know, unnatural, can make other people react. I just think mass hysteria itself is when other people who may or may not be affected by that same thing start following along.
Yeah. But even also, like, the dancing thing. Like, I'm sure...
Dancing is a very positive thing. It's already very contagious.
Yeah,
like, when you
dance,
see,
like, what is it,
exactly.
flash mobs and things?
Awesome! Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
people,
it also comes back to, like... And it feels good. Like, your body
feels
good.
It
you know, it's,
releases
it's
endorphins.
Yes.
Yeah. It naturally... changes the chemical makeup of your brain,
mm-hmm.
like, and that is proven, like, nowadays, like,
and also,
where things
sorry.
Like laughing, like, how laughing is contagious.
Yeah, we'll
like,
talk about that one next.
This
yeah,
is scientific. This is, these are
well,
facts. This is facts.
And after a while, because, you know, you think about how, like, well, wouldn't your body hurt, and wouldn't you just stop? But, like, I'm sure if we play this back, you'll see, like, I'm constantly messing with my hands and feet, because
mm-hmm.
I'm having really bad
pain.
So it actually feels better for me to keep it constantly moving.
Like, it's true.
When I was sculpting, it feels good on my hands because I'm constantly moving them. Where if I'm just letting them sit, they hurt really bad. So I almost wonder if that could also have played a part into, like, you've done it so much that it's like you can't stop.
You might as well just keep going.
Just keep going.
Well, have y'all ever had laughing fits where it's not funny anymore and you just keep laughing. And then other people start laughing too because this is a ridiculous situation. Now I can't stop laughing.
Like, so I do actually have that. Not so much anymore, but when I was like first diagnosed with narcolepsy or whatever, like I would have these fits to where like I would see something funny and I would start laughing like hard, like the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. Yeah. Like it was genuinely like so funny to me, but then I wouldn't stop and I would just sit there and like Norman Beast would be looking at me like,
what's wrong?
Like,
with you?
Are you all right? Like, what's wrong? And then it would just turn into me crying hysterically.
Yeah.
And it was something that I could not control. I didn't know when it was going to happen. Like,
did you ever notice anyone else in the house like doing it with you?
No, like, but he used to in the beginning, like he would be laughing like with me and then it would turn into me crying and he would be like, like what's going on? Like, yeah, like it was very weird. And then I found out that it's because of like whatever was happening in my brain with all of my sleep disorders, like that,
which makes
what caused that reaction in me.
That makes perfect sense because, okay, so laughing, whether you are fake laughing, like if I was just to go, ha 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 ha, my brain is receiving the same endorphins that I would actually be receiving from like actually laughing.
Yeah, isn't there like laughing yoga?
Yeah,
like,
and that was
fake until it's really happening.
Yeah, so I've actually done laughing yoga. I used to do this with my old roommate and it was the coolest thing because at first we were like laughing yoga. Yeah. This is so silly. And so we'd start and it did start off like ha 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 ha. And then you just start laughing because it sounds so ridiculous and then it's contagious and then you're really laughing and then you can't stop laughing and then you're like, it hurts so bad. Like,
but it's so awesome.
But it just
like,
keeps
so would y'all
going.
Consider
it
that like a small case
a controlled
of mass
hysteria?
Yeah, controlled hysteria.
Well, and the fact that your brain is still receiving the same endorphins, so I wonder if your lack of sleep was turning that section off of your brain that was creating that like glitch of endorphins,
yeah.
Or that glitch
making
of like,
me feel
do
like,
do you still experience that ever?
That's really interesting.
I do actually, which is weird. I was going to bring it up to y'all because it's been happening to me again. It's actually happened to me like over here to where like I've had to like, I've gotten up and gone to the bathroom because I was like, oh, stupid. Like, I'm not going to like sit
you
here.
Do laugh. Right.
Yeah,
like
you
the
do.
Most.
Yeah, I do.
Inopportune situations, you laugh.
Just like a really happy person.
No,
now
it's probably my
sick.
Brain being messed up. Yeah.
You know what else is interesting about that too is like how acid can create like a brain, like it glitches with your brain, right? And there are a lot of people that will have like these laughing fits on acid. Me personally.
Me too, yeah.
When I had taken like when I have taken it before, like it did. Like it created this
super euphoric. I mean,
yes,
that's the point
of
it.
And it's all in your brain.
The story of the creation of acid
is
really, really cool. We should cover that sometime.
Literally in your brain, as in your chemical makeup of your brain, is changed. It has been altered.
Exactly.
But that's not to say that the stuff that has been changed has not always been in your brain. It's just not always active.
Or it's just being released.
Yeah.
Or a certain part is being more open or... Yeah, we need to do an acid episode. That'll come.
Oh my gosh. Right? Let's just do some acid and do an episode.
Yeah. Or you guys can do heroin like my dream.
Oh my gosh. Don't do heroin.
Don't do drugs.
Unless it's in a dream, according to
it's in a dream.
The chainsaw. So does anyone want to go over the laughing one? That's really interesting.
So this actually did happen in 1962. I can't say the village's name. Say it.
Oh, I just have what is now Tanzania.
Yeah.
Let's say. Yeah, we'll just do that.
And it's around that area.
Somewhere there.
Apparently, there was a joke told at a boarding school, and it triggered an epidemic spread to fellow towns, compromising thousands of people.
So weird to me. I just don't understand.
I know. And it lasted 6 to 18 months later, the phenomenon is finally dying off. Reports of massive scale... like laughter-induced problems such as pain, fainting, respiratory problems, rashes, crying. All of that had been reported during that time because of people just hysterically laughing.
And multiple schools were shut down. Like
yes.
The initial school had to be shut down because it spread so far throughout the school.
Scary.
I think they called it the laughing flu.
The laughing flu. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
And so when the kids were going home, it was also spreading to their family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just kept going.
And I think they said around 217 reported cases. But apparently, after it stopped, later, I think it was in the same village that children started it again. And they assume it's because they'd heard the stories. It was so in a classroom.
They wanted to try it.
It started laughing. Maybe they did want to start to try it, but it's just happened all over again.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That is one I can get behind.
Get it? It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I don't get it.
It's just, oh my goodness. I was like, yes, you do.
So pretend you do.
The other thing to think about too is like when someone tickles you, it's the worst feeling in the world.
I fucking hate it.
I hate being tickled.
But I love tickling.
I used to like being tickled.
But that feeling you get of like, oh my god, it's, like you said, when you can't stop, and you're just like, please stop, please stop. That, like, I can't imagine feeling like that and not being able to stop.
Yeah. I do actually remember when I started to realize, like, I don't like being tickled. Mm-hmm. But if you still keep trying to tickle me and I'm against it, eventually I will laugh like the tickling is working. I guess I'm just so uncomfortable. I don't know what else to do. Like, maybe if I laugh, you'll go away.
Maybe you'll stop.
Don't feel bad. I don't know what to do in a lot of situations. So I just do, like, the stupidest thing I can think of.
I also don't get tickled a lot anymore.
Do you think a lot of that is also, like, sympathy pains?
Yes.
Or like I said, the placebo effect.
That's what it's called, right? When men start feeling the
like
symptoms
the
of their wife.
Yes.
I couldn't think of what that's called, but
sympathy pain.
That's what I was thinking as common hysteria? I don't know.
Common hysteria. Yeah. I like that we coined
where
that
term.
Where
you just get like
sympathy. I don't know. I mean,
it's just run by fear.
I wouldn't say that it's hysteria. I wouldn't consider like the not the pregnancy one.
Why?
No.
Because it's only one person and not multiple?
I would just consider it empathy.
Empathy. Oh.
Yeah.
But like your brain is doing that to you.
But okay,
like,
yeah.
You're actually physically getting sick.
Yeah, don't
you
some
know,
of them actually
men,
have like or some actual physical
lactation?
Yeah, like there has been reports and stuff.
Or
like
even
that.
Their stomachs will swell.
Yeah.
Or the women that are also so sure that they're pregnant and they're not. And
yes, and they start to show
and they,
signs.
Oh, yeah, the women. That's creepy.
What if that's
I used to think that was going to happen to me all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was, wish it or like think it
you
yourself
know how
pregnant?
When you're young and you're not even really having sex or you're doing sexual acts that do not include
like penis, vagina?
Yeah, like I have STDs or I'm pregnant. I remember like just having a boyfriend and not really being sexually active, but like, I know I'm pregnant.
Yes,
I know I'm
girl.
Pregnant. He's never done anything like
he
that.
He looked at me, I'm pregnant.
But I'm pregnant. Yeah, I took like pregnancy tests before I was having
sex. Oh my gosh. And I have to though. It's just a stupid thing in your head.
And then
makes
I thought
like,
for sure because I thought I was pregnant, but not pregnant according to the test, that I would start having symptoms because I was going to say I was a child. I was not a child having sex. I was just very young.
Yeah.
I was old.
Jeez,
I was
so old.
Like, it's only because
only
I was such
sec.
An ugly loser, though, so don't feel bad. Like,
I was also an ugly loser, and I still managed to get...
I'm still pretty much an ugly loser, so I think we're all okay.
And both of y'all are married, so...
Oh, so you're the ugliest.
You're the ugliest of the losers.
Yeah, I will take that award gladly.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so...
But I do think there's a fine line between actual, like, physiological...
ugliness?
Instances.
Physiological ugliness?
Yes. No, between physiological changes and, like, fake hysterics.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, yeah,
just joining
like,
in.
Yeah, so I think... Maybe, okay, I like to think of it as, like, maybe the initial starter of the initial initiator of the...
Patient
share,
zero?
Yeah, like, who say the chick who started dancing, or the person who started laughing at the joke. Like, they're the ones who started it. Maybe they actually had an actual problem. It spread to everybody else, and that person got, like, overlooked and, like, ultimately died because...
What?
Yeah, like, because they were ignored instead of, like, seeing them as, like, okay, this person's been dancing for 4 hours. Like, they have a problem. We need to bring them to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, I'm going to dance with her. Like,
this is so fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Just one of my other stupid thoughts.
Oh, Betty, she's just the funniest one.
She's the funniest.
Betty is dead in the street. Like,
you're so fun, Betty. You're so fun.
We're all pretend we're dead like Betty. She was so fun. Everyone lying in the streets.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I have another one?
What is it?
The penis panic.
What?
I always panic when I see that.
It's still a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Where did it come from? That?
Why do I like it so much?
Why does it look like that?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
why does it look like that?
Ew. I hope I don't.
Why does it look like that?
Why are you the way that you are?
Yeah. No one told you, dude.
No one told you to be that way. But you're being really brave right now.
So what is this penis panic? Did everybody think they were penises?
Is, this
and
is
everybody
where...
just sort of jumping in holes and stuff.
That's where the term glory hole came from.
Oh, my gosh.
Dumbest face anyone can. We all think we're penises. We jump in holes. You see a puddle, we jump in it.
It's like intercourse, but with your whole body. Because
they all
penis.
Shave their heads bald too.
The worst.
Okay, I'm done. Okay, let me reel it back in. Reel it back in. This is real.
Okay, so what happens?
So penis panic is when males think that their penis is getting smaller or disappearing.
Geez.
But wait, so this was apparently a really big thing in Africa and Asia. Let me continue. In Singapore in 1967, thousands of
penises were affected. Don't even tell this story. We're not going to get through
there
it.
There was so many penises.
Let me say it like a news reporter.
Hold on.
I want to do it.
Men were using needles, hooks, fishing lines, shoestrings, and such to prevent disappearing penis.
What were they doing? Tying it to their ankles?
They were trying to, like, pull it out and stuff because they legit thought their penises were disappearing and or shrinking.
Where did it start? Did one person
think
that?
In Singapore in 1967.
So, like, do you know how it came?
I don't know how it came to
be. Was he at the doctor's office?
I don't know, but it spread to the point that government and medical officials had to do a, like, massive campaign to reassure men
that their penis is falling on your dog.
To stop doing that.
So they were really using things to, like,
yes,
like you said, maybe tying it to their
ankles.
Yeah,
like weights and
walking.
Probably. I wonder if that's what caused that. You know how, like, a lot of those religions do the, like, weighted balls or weighted, like.
That's disgusting.
I wonder if that was, like, what's. Birds, things like competitions.
I think also people are pretty obsessed with their, like, genitalia or secondary sexual organs, you know, like your breasts and stuff. Like, I would panic if I was like, oh man, my hearty.
I panic for getting smaller every day. Yeah, when I take my bra off, I'm like, oh shit.
Get
like, there they are on the floor.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I just be like, whoa, where did they go? Weren't they there earlier in the week?
Right?
I've never had this.
So this is how I imagine this scenario going down. I imagine a Singaporean male walking into the doctor's office and saying, "Hey doc, my penis is a little small." And this doctor, probably a recent graduate of medicine, maybe on the younger side, was probably like, "Man, yeah, I think your penis is shrinking.
It must be disappearing.
It must be disappearing.
Are you a magician?
Yeah, right?" And
how did you do that?
This guy didn't get the memo of the sarcasm and took it out to his friends and family and said, "Guys, I need to bring y'all here today to let you know that my penis is disappearing. It's a serious disorder affecting many males here in Singapore and surrounding areas, and I
that
just wanted
caused
to let
the
y'all
men.
Know."
Yeah.
And then all the other men in their family, I did it again, I ate my microphone. All the other guys in his family were like, "You know, mine looks pretty small, too. Like, I think mine's disappearing." And that's how it started.
Wouldn't the fear of, like, the penis panic, like, there's penises shrinking, wouldn't it make a man freak
out?
Yeah,
and
it
would
make it shrink automatically?
Yes,
like
out of
being
fear.
In the doctor's office.
I think that would scare anyone. That's something we obviously deal with as, like, a point of beauty or making a worthy sexual partner. That would, I think, would freak anyone out.
So also, like, as a male, like, you have pants and underwear on all day. Like, I'm sure that if you go to the bathroom to pull your pee-pee out, like...
That's so
educated adults here, folks.
Like,
we call it pee-pee.
Because I have a 5-year-old male child and I don't know what else to call it, so...
I like calling it a peen. or a peepus?
Shout out to Peens of Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Peens of Instagram, yes. Instagram. Thank you, Peenstagram.
Peenstagram. Thank you for making me smile every day.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best page, for real. But anyways, like okay. Now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, guy going to pull out his penis from his pants. Like, when the cold draft from the outside hits your ding-dang. Like, I'm sure it's going to go wee a little bit.
The rest of this episode is going to be us thinking of names of penises. Ding-dang.
Silly Willy.
You mean one-eyed Willy?
Silly Willy. That's the worst. We're never going to get... You shouldn't have brought this one up.
I couldn't help it. I had to. When I saw penis panic, I was like, ooh, this looks like an interesting topic.
This looks like something I do.
Mass hysteria. Oh, yes. Penis panic. I'll definitely bring that one up.
Oh, my gosh.
I have problems.
Are there any photos of these affected penises?
Thankfully, no. Because you know how...
But think about it. Okay, Singapore... People of the Singapore nation are primarily... What? Denomination?
Denomination.
Oh. Do you know who they are?
We're just going to stare at Rocket till she... Are we going to conclude it here? I think we'd be... I think we'd be remiss to not mention the Salem witch trials, which is the biggest form of mass hysteria. But if we can't do it, we'll do its own episode.
Yeah, we'll just do its own episode.
But know that that is one of the biggest cases of mass hysteria, the most destruction. At least, maybe not the most, but here.
It's also one of the biggest attacks towards women.
Yeah, we don't like those. Don't we already realize that? They're all hysterical and our wounds wander.
Cut their clits and burn them. Burn them at the stake.
Jeez, this is so negative.
We have things that are more important to worry about, like our penis is shrinking.
Shrinking penis.
What if my clit is shrinking?
Then you better start pulling out of the fishing rod.
That is disgusting.
Will you check?
What? Goodbye, friends and family of Weird Thinking Podcast.
Thank you
for listening to us. We are inappropriate. Goodbye.
Sorry.